Been checking in with some well-loved authors in the state about what they've been reading and spending their time on during the pandemic. We have a nonfiction-focused writer from Eau Claire joining us today, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. What have you been reading lately? Have you been returning to previous favorites, enjoying something unexpected? Do you read a lot of nonfiction or personal essays? Do you have one you'd like to recommend to us? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. BJ Hollers is the author of several books, most recently Midwestern Strange, Hunting Monsters, Martians, and the Weird in Flyover Country. He's founder and executive director of the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild, an associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire, and a columnist for the Leader Telegram. BJ, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Well, some people, BJ, I know, have taken the opportunity with all the bad stuff out there in the pandemic to, I don't know, enjoy a slower pace of life a little bit, maybe settle in for more reading. Is that something you've been able to experience this year?
Absolutely. You know, somehow with all this quote unquote new time, there's still not enough of it, you know, but I have certainly done my part to curl up with as many books, and not just reading them, but audiobooks as well. Any way I can take a book with me, that's what I try to do.
And before we get to what you've been reading and maybe some recommendations you can share with us, I've been asking a lot of different writers like this. What has this year been like for you as a writer?
Oh, you know, it's been a year to be sure. A lot of my friends who have books coming out this year, I mean, were just devastated. Of course, there goes the book tour. There goes a lot of their income. I was fortunate that my book came out last year, and so at least I wasn't struck that way. But for me, it's just really been a focus of my writing. There's a book I actually put together coming out next year with Wisconsin Historical Society Press called Hope is the Thing, Wisconsinites on Perseverance in Pandemic. And basically, it's 100 writers from across the street kind of telling me where they're getting their hope in these times. And the answers will surprise you. And it was just really a heartwarming project for me to kind of find some purpose during my own kind of strange year.
I wanted to ask you about that. When is that supposed to come out next year? It's an exciting project for a lot of different Wisconsin writers.
Absolutely. No, it was so fun. I think it comes out in September, and it should cover the state pretty well. We have writers from all walks of life, all places, everything from a 13-year-old to an octogenarian. And so we get a really good group of folks in there.
Now, you tend to write nonfiction and essays. Does that mean, therefore, that you tend to read in those genres too, BJ?
You know, sometimes I do. In fact, I would say kind of long form nonfiction is sort of my favorite thing to read these days. And that's very much been the case during the pandemic.
Now, let's get into some recommendations, Al. I want to start naming names here. You've got some Wisconsin-focused history ones and essays and poetry, I think, on your list. Let's start local a little bit. Give us a couple titles.
Absolutely. You know, and this is a great time to support local artists, local writers, and that's sort of where my reading went this year. And so a couple that really stand out, the first one that I just wrapped up for the kind of regional political buffs out there, a new book by Dennis Dresson called Patrick J. Lucy, A Lasting Legacy, just came out from Wisconsin Historical Society Press, all about our former governor. 1971 through 1977, of course, Lucy was Wisconsin's governor, but he had a really great story even before he got in that particular position. So I can't tell you what a great time I had reading this book, learning about how he kind of reshaped the Democratic Party when it was on the outs in the 50s and the early 60s, and how his work not only redefined Wisconsin politics, but also had a big role in JFK winning the primary in 1960 and helping get him into the Oval Office.
Talking to BJ Hollers, professor of associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire and author, founder of the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. It's part of our series of conversations with Wisconsin authors, getting some reading recommendations, and you can join the fun with your reading recommendation. What are you reading right now? What kind of things have you been reading during the pandemic? Do you have something, maybe even nonfiction or essay in particular, to share with us today? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. BJ, you've also got some Wisconsin poetry on your list for us.
Absolutely. There's a book that just came out. It's edited by our Wisconsin Poet Laureate, Margaret Roska, as well as the Madison Poet Laureate, Angie Trudell Vasquez. It's called Through This Door, Wisconsin in Poems. Just came out a couple months ago, has dozens and dozens of contributors from across the state, including all the former Wisconsin Poet Laureates. And they kind of riff off the idea of doors and doorways as an access to new knowledge, which comes from the U.S. Poet Laureate, Joy Harjo. And so this book is kind of Wisconsin's chance to kind of make a mark in the poetry world, and it really does a great job of that.
And then these are turbulent times, and you've got a title for us there, especially as we see a change in leadership at the national level.
Absolutely. You know, I just picked up this book kind of on a whim one day. It's Doris Kearns Godwin's Leadership in Turbulent Times. And of course, Kearns Godwin is a really well-known historian. She wrote Team of Rivals, who a lot of folks know. What I love about this book is it doesn't limit itself to a single president. She sort of specializes in presidential history. Instead, it's all built around this idea of leadership. And so she goes through four presidents, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Lyndon Baines Johnson, and kind of talks about those key setbacks and moments in their lives that encouraged them to rise up and really kind of reaffirm who they were and what they wanted to do for the world.
And then this one I love. You've got a Charles Schulz book on your list. We had a great conversation about Charles Schulz by somebody who'd put together a book of essays about Charlie Brown and Snoopy and the Peanuts Gang. You've got Happiness is a Warm Puppy on your list for us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I feel like this is the moment where we just need as much like comfort food, comfort reading, comfort everything, you know? And so this is a tiny little book. I read it on the last day of class for my college students right before final exams. And as I read it to the class, I assign each of them a singular page. And I tell them, when you're going through a hard time on that final exam, just remember this page. And so every page is something beautiful. Happiness is an umbrella and a new raincoat alongside a photo of Lucy in the rain, or happiness is a thumb and a blanket, you know, with Linus and his blanket. And so just something where every page is a little treat that you can kind of hold tight to.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Joyce is with us in Waniwak. Joyce, hi.
Hi. Hi.
What did you want to recommend, Joyce?
Well, it's Michael Perry, Wisconsin humorist, I think you'd call him. The book that I happen to pick up is Truck, A Love Story, I think is the title of it. Kind of about his international truck from when he was growing up.
And yeah, are you a big Michael Perry fan, Joyce? Have you read other things by him?
I have not, but I've heard friends that have listened to him in person, you know, as a... Like I said, I believe he's a Wisconsin humorist. I mean,
yep.
And it's true things from his life too. So it's just it's a good read. And my husband and I was saying, or reading it orally. We either read it, you know, when we're driving, one of us will read, or when we go to bed at night, we'll read it. And it's kind of a captivating little story, you know.
Thanks so much, Joyce. Yeah, Michael, essayist and humorist and musician and volunteer EMT or firefighter, I can't remember which, frequent guest here on the Ideas Network. And he writes essays, BJ, and I know you do as well. Do you have people you look to for great essay and maybe even memoir writing?
Oh, gosh, certainly. And just to follow up with Joyce there, I mean, Mike is a wonderful person to read. He's got a brand new book out called Peaceful Persistence. It just came out a few weeks ago. It makes a great Christmas gift, holiday gift. So be sure to pick out the new one, too. In terms of other essayists and writers I really like, I really like to look local. And there's an essayist and also kind of a nonfiction writer named John Hildebrand, who was the nonfiction professor here at UW-Eau Claire prior to my time here. So I really turn to his books a lot. He's got one called The Heart of Things, which is kind of an almanac of these very short vignettes, kind of like Mike Perry's work, that kind of get us through one full year in Wisconsin. So that's one of kind of shorter essays that I really enjoy.
Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. At 800-642-1234. We're talking to BJ Hollers, author, founder, and executive director of the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild, associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire. He is sharing some reading recommendations with a focus on nonfiction. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is a book, nonfiction or otherwise, that you have enjoyed reading this year that you want to recommend to everybody else? What is on your list for the winter of reading? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farad. Right now, we're picking up our talk with BJ Hollers, Eau Claire-based writer, associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire, talking about what he's enjoyed reading in the last few months. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What would you like to recommend to other people to read? Do you need some suggestions? Fiction, nonfiction, let us know what you have been turning to this year for reading and what is on your list to read in the winter. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We got a comment on Facebook from Tim. He says, hi, BJ. Stamped by Ibram Kendi and a co-author in How to Be Anti-Racist by Kendi have been amazing and eye-opening. And I think a lot of people have been turning to books, BJ, this year about race, racial relationships, and their history in the United States.
Absolutely. And I've been right there with them. That book is incredible. I actually listened to it as an audiobook in June. And as other books, White Fragility, there's such a great lineup of books that are being very well received and are teaching folks, especially white folks, a lot of things that perhaps we weren't fully aware of prior to this summer. And so that's a great example. One that I've been looking to, it's a bit further back. It's not quite as trending, I suppose, but in other ways it is. It's written by none other than the late Congressman John Lewis. And so over the summer, I went back and reflected on his memoir. It's called Walking with the Wind, A Memoir of the Movement. And I just love this book. I've already talked about some of the more American history books that I've been reading, but this one tells it in a very poignant way, in a very personal way. There's a new documentary out, of course, Good Trouble, about John Lewis's life. And you know, ever since his passing a few months back, I think America has really taken note of just what a giant he was in the Congress and beyond. And so certainly as heroes go, he's one of mine. And it's been a pleasure to hear some of his personal stories about what kind of motivated him to make the change that we needed in this country.
Thanks to Tim for the comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can keep sharing your recommendations at 800-642-1234. BJ, I've talked to some writers who have gotten into rereading this year. Have you done any of that, turned back to an old favorite?
Oh my goodness, yes. And then again, that goes back to the comfort reading. There are some books where there's some moments, I suppose, or reading experiences where you don't want the surprise. You want to know exactly how it's going to go. And so I recently unearthed the gentlest book I have ever read. It was published in 1957. It was a runner-up for the Newbery Honor, I believe. It's called Gone Away Lake by Elizabeth Enright. I read this, or had it read to me, in like first grade, but it holds up. It's about an 11-year-old named Portia and her cousin Julian. They wander through the swamps in the woods one day, and they come across this like dried up lake with all these abandoned houses. And within these houses, there's an elderly brother and sister. And so now you've got these 11-year-olds befriending these elderly people in the middle of nowhere. It's just this beautiful intergenerational tale. What I love about it is it could never be published today. There's no antagonist. There's no plot. It's just like charm from page one to page whatever it goes up to. It's just a pleasure.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Tony is with us in Stevens Point. Tony, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Tony?
I just recently read a book by Gordon Parks. It's called Choose Your Weapon. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's basically his autobiography of a young Gordon Parks. And then I read, just picked up a book that's somewhat topical, in December 7th, called Infamy. And it's the aftermath and history of Pearl Harbor, written by John Tolan, a Wisconsin writer.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for those suggestions. That first one, an autobiography, and that's one genre I didn't ask too much about, BJ. Anybody else? I mean, we heard John Lewis, of course, in his memoir. Any place else you go for biography and autobiography?
Oh, those are great recommendations. Thanks for those, Tim. You know, I've been reading a lot, again, about kind of 1960s Wisconsin and 1960s kind of political times. And so there's a book, it's sort of biography, but it's more like the biography of a campaign. It's called The Making of the President 1960 by Theodore H. White. So it was I believe a Pulitzer Prize winner back in the day. And it really covers, again, these kind of personal moments in the Kennedy campaign. There's a great section there in Wisconsin. And so that's kind of how I like my history, through stories. And so that's kind of what I've been reading in that regard.
That calls to mind one that I thought I might recommend today, a book about President James Garfield and his assassination. It's called Destiny of the Republic by Candace Millard. Okay. And I appreciate history books sometimes where the the truth is so much stranger than any fiction author could get away with. Like, if a novelist put in details like what actually happened there, you wouldn't believe it. So that is one that I've recommended a lot to people over the last year or so. I won't go into details. It gets a little gruesome, but definitely worth a read in that genre. Let's go back to our callers now. We've got Connie with us now in Madison. Connie, hi.
Hi there. I had a recommendation of two books I just finished by the same author, Jeff Nania. He's a former Dane County police officer, and he's a second career has been in ecology, restoring wetlands. And his third career now is writing. One book is called Figure Eight, and the other is Spider Lake, and they take place in northern Wisconsin. They're two mysteries.
Ooh.
That's and they're good mysteries? You're liking these?
Oh, good. Yeah, very easy reads, good mysteries. And the Figure Eight is the first book, and the Spider Lake is the continuation of what happens after the, you know, the first book. So the Figure Eight should be the first book read.
Connie, thank you so much for sharing those with us. Wisconsin mysteries. I don't read a ton of mysteries, BJ, but when I do, I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe I should read more. I usually tend to like at least the ones that people recommend to me. Is that do you go in that direction at all ever?
You know, more and more, especially as the pandemic drags on, I've been going to some kind of lighter fare and kind of more just enjoyable beach read kind of stuff. And there are some books that aren't certainly beach reads, but they get the pages moving. There's something called the Natchez Trilogy by Greg Isles, Natchez Burning, and two other books, kind of these southern tales of murder and mystery. And you know, they're pretty PG-13 R-rated. I'll put that out there. But you can get through 600 pages in 2.5 days. So if you want to just kind of take a vacation from this world for a bit, those are wonderful books to get you there.
Thanks for the call and the recommendations. Bruce joins us next in Trevor. Bruce, hello.
Hi. Yeah, with the Trump presidency, I've been really interested in Bob Woodward's book, Rage. Couldn't put that down. And then we got Michael Cohen's book, and I wasn't sure I wanted to read that, but my God, what a fascinating read that is.
Bruce, thanks a lot for that call. And that's going in the opposite direction of what you were just saying, BJ. Sometimes we want to move away from the latest in the world. Sometimes, as Bruce does, we want to take it head on. And I think there's been a lot of interest across the political spectrum in reading about President Trump this year.
Absolutely. And more power to Bruce for going there. Gosh, I can barely handle the daily news, you know. I find myself, again, moving in the opposite direction. I'm looking more historical about, not that I'm not interested in current politics. I'm so much more interested in kind of what were politics like in 1960, in 1970. Were they always this partisan? And so I'm learning a lot about that, you know, and I'm sure they had their dark moments then as well. But there are these moments of bipartisanship, and the Lucy book goes back to that. He was really a bridge builder in a lot of ways. So I really took a lot of heart in learning about the historical past and the political past.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Talking to BJ Hollers from UW Eau Claire, an author. He's sharing some recommendations, and so are you for reading. Nita joins us next in Hustisford. Nita, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Michael Perry is also one of my very favorite all-time authors, but today I'm calling about Alexander McCall Smith. He wrote like a series of Number One Ladies Detective Agency novels. Yeah. They made a PBS series out of it. And he has a lot of other books out there. Right now, I just read The Minor Adjustment Beauty Salon. It has the same characters as the Detective Agency novels. And it's like these books are just so calming. There's, you know, it's like these people never, you know, they're so patient. And it's such a low-key book. And I loved it at this time. You know, there was nothing to get your blood pressure up or anything. It was just so, you know, it just kind of went along and took you with it.
Nita, thank you so much for sharing that. And BJ, actually, there's an idea that Nita touched on that you've kind of hinted at as well, the idea of reading as kind of a therapy in tough times. Does it work that way for you?
Yeah, I was just telling my wife yesterday, this is the only thing that seems to center me right now. You know, there's just so much to worry about. Your phone's always dinging. Someone always needs something. But when you're alone with a book and there's just a moment of quiet, just you and the turning of the page is a real pleasurable moment for me. That's for sure.
Thank you, Nita, so much for that call and suggestion. BJ, just a minute or so left. What is on your to-read list or stack or queue or whatever it might be for the winter?
I have two books right next to me I'm so excited about. The first is kind of that calming book again. It lowers the blood pressure. I just started. It's called This Is Happiness by Niall Williams. Just kind of set in this Western Irish town many years ago, and it's just such gorgeous prose. The other one, the last one I'll mention, I don't think my wife is listening, so I'll mention it's for her Christmas present. It's Yaa Gyasi's Transcendent Kingdom. And so she's the author of Homegoing, and this is her follow-up. It's supposed to be fantastic, so I can't wait to read it.
Well, mine waiting for me right now at the library for curbside pickup. I've never read Pride and Prejudice, and both my
wonderful
folks are raving about it again lately. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Won't regret it.
I will like it. Good. I'll hold you to that promise. BJ, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rob.
BJ Hollers is the author of several books, including Midwestern Strange, Hunting Monsters, Martians, and the Weird in Flyover Country. He's founder and executive director of the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild and an associate professor of English at UW-Eau Claire. He joined us to talk about what he's been reading lately, to share some suggestions. He's the editor of a forthcoming anthology, as he mentioned earlier, 100 writers from around Wisconsin, titled Hope is the Thing, Wisconsinites on Hope and Resilience in the Time of COVID-19.